Teresa Szymanski joined the Lansing Police Department in 1987. She earned her stripes over the years and rose to become the city's police chief in 2010. Her tenure's been marked with successes and setbacks. Chief Szymanski helped institute Ingham County's new 911 dispatch center and led research-driven policing efforts to high-crime areas. But her department also had to weather severe budget cutbacks and layoffs. Tomorrow, Teresa Szymanski retires from the Lansing Police Department. She joins me now in the studio to talk about her time at the helm of Lansing law enforcement. Good morning, Chief Szymanski.
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm fine. As a career law enforcement professional, I feel obligated to ask you what your thoughts are this morning regarding these extraordinary events in Boston and Watertown.
Oh, my goodness. How horrific is that? I can't imagine what that departments, agencies, the community, everyone is going through. They're in a lockdown. They've locked down their community. You know, they're sheltering in place. Their intensity must just, and their focus must be just over the top in terms of looking for the suspect.
And he appears to be holed up in a house at this point, presumably surrounded by law enforcement officers and their concerns that they'll be able to take this guy alive.
Absolutely, take them alive and safety for not only him, but for the police officers, the law enforcement officers, and the entire community. Because certainly everyone wants to come out of this with their safety.
Yeah. I have to follow a question like that with your most extraordinary incident in your long career here in Lansing. Hopefully it doesn't compare to the stress and the challenge of that, but...
Well, absolutely. We've had some situations here in my 26 years in Lansing, and even when I was a police officer in Douglas, Wyoming, where we've had officer-involved shootings, we've had barricaded situations, hostage situations. Those are very, very intense situations. And the men and women who are on the front line negotiating or involved in those, it's intense, and we do have them. Fortunately, we haven't had nothing to the magnitude that Boston has had, but we have isolated incidents from time to time.
Can you comment at all on how the training of a police officer is different in 2013? Here in the post-9/11 period in general, to think this morning that there was not just a shootout with these two suspects early this morning in Watertown, Massachusetts, they were contending not only with handgun fire, but with some number of pressure cooker bombs at the same time.
Yeah.
It's really extraordinary.
That is extraordinary. And that's why the training that we take, we our officers get a lot of training, and we're very fortunate to be able to do that, but it's also needed very much. And you must take it seriously. You must pay attention and be engaged in the training because things have changed. I mean, 29 years ago, who would have thought something like this would have happened? But our officers are trained very well. They're trained intensely. Our tactical team is, I would take them against anybody in the state. They're the best and the brightest. But again, training is significantly important.
Well, given the technological changes, too, it must require updating and ongoing training like never before.
Never before. They train on a monthly basis, and it's very intense, and they're very committed to what they do.
Let's talk a little bit about your successor before we talk more about the past here. Former Captain Mike Yankowski was named interim chief by Mayor Virge Brunero yesterday at a ceremony at Sexton High School here in Lansing. Here's what the city's new interim police chief had to say.
Words like excellence, character, respect, teamwork, compassion, and courage will define the Lansing Police Department. We will continue to work closely with our neighborhoods, businesses, and schools to build those strong partnerships to keep this city safe. We will also work closely with our schools to strengthen our safety for our young individuals. Our youth is the future in this community, and it's our job to make sure that they go down the right path, and anything we can do as a police department community is our responsibility.
Teresa Szymanski, tell us a little bit more about Captain Yankowski, please.
He is stellar, Mark. He is a fantastic police officer, a wonderful human being, and the city of Lansing is just so blessed to have him. He's very committed. He's dedicated. He has a lot of experience. He was a patrol officer. He's risen through the ranks. He's worked internal affairs, a canine. He was a supervisor for the canine unit. But what's great about Mike is that he is involved with the community. He understands the partnerships, he gets it, and he understands the need to be proactive in working with the community to solve crime issues. And he's also very progressive. You know, we just talked about training. There's a guy who lives and breathes training, and he's about looking at future trends and not living in the past. He's moving forward all the time. He just does a fantastic job.
Should we be prepared for him to become the full-time chief then?
I certainly think that he would make a fantastic full-time chief, and if he's interested and goes through the process, he'll certainly be a great candidate for that position.
It looks like one of your last major duties as chief was stepping up security at this Sunday's Lansing Marathon. Can you briefly update us on how that's changed?
We've added additional officers to participate in Sunday's Marathon. We're working closely with our law enforcement partners, both state and federal, in addition to providing some extra security sweeps using our bomb dogs and other bomb dogs from the Tri-County area.
So more personnel.
Absolutely.
And more security sweeps with bomb dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's correct.
And I understand flooding has also altered the route of the course here this morning. Are you up to speed on that?
I am a little bit, yes. They've changed the route due to the flooding along the Lansing River Trail. So they're going to a plan B. But I know that the committee is working hard together, and it's going to be a successful marathon. And we're excited to have everyone coming into the city of Lansing to participate in this second annual marathon.
We'll point out that Owen Anderson, the race director, is also scheduled to join us here before the end of the hour to update that situation as well. What kind of condition generally is the Lansing Police Department in as you're leaving it versus when you first became chief 3 years ago?
Well, certainly the biggest challenge that I've had in the last 3 years is the economics. You know, we've had to fight. I was the first and only chief that I know of to ever have to lay off police officers. And by far, that was the hardest thing that I ever had to do. I'm pleased to report that all the laid off officers that wanted to return back to the city of Lansing have returned. And I feel very confident, Mark, that we've turned the corner on the budget. It's still tough times ahead, but I'm optimistic, and I like to believe that we're moving forward in the right direction. We've got great leadership, not only under Captain, now Interim Chief Mike Yankowski, but additional captains and lieutenants on that department are young, they're bright, they're creative, and they're very bold, and they'll do a fantastic job. In terms of our officers, they continue to go out and work hard every day, and I'm pleased. I couldn't be happier for the Lansing Police Department.
In pretty short order, 2 years ago, the South Precinct closed. There was a reduction in your motorcycle unit, a reduction in neighborhood watch, and a reduction in your undercover unit. Can you go a little bit deeper for us as to how you've managed to navigate all of those reductions?
Yeah, well, it hasn't been easy by any stretch of the imagination, but it came to teamwork. It came to everybody in the department joining hands and hanging on and working together. You know, we've asked a lot of our officers to do more with less, and they've stepped up. Our Neighborhood Watch program has almost 180 participants in it. We started a Business Watch program, and we do that now with one officer, where before we used to have, back in the day, 7 or 8. A couple years ago, we had 2, and now we're down to 1. But she does that with a good support from the community, too. They understand that, and they're engaged. We've got a great Neighborhood Watch advisory board. Our undercover unit has certainly decreased. But still, it's our partnerships with law enforcement, the federal government, ATF, DEA. They've jumped on board. They help us out. So it's really more about building partnerships, whether it's with the community or other law enforcement agencies that help us kind of keep the ship running down the right direction here.
Some of those partnerships were definitely in play back in January. When you were here on the show 3 months ago, we talked about 19 people who had just been arrested on gun charges, and that was done with assistance from ATF in January. Where does that case stand right now? Have charges been dropped? Have charges been pursued? What?
That was a significant case, and thank you for bringing that up. We're moving forward with prosecution on that case, both state and federal prosecution. As you just mentioned, Mark, 19 people were indicted either on state or federal charges, and they're in the court system. No charges have been dropped. We're moving full bore ahead with prosecution on those cases.
Also on your last visit here in mid-January, the gun law reform debate was raging. We talked about your support of the call by the group Mayors Against Illegal Guns for requiring criminal background checks on all gun sales, a ban on military-style assault weapons and high-capacity magazines, and for making gun trafficking a federal crime. Legislatively, since January, expectations have been dialed way down. On Wednesday of this week, the Senate dropped the issue for the time being when there were not enough votes for what many people considered a very tame background checks measure. As a law enforcement professional, what do you make of these attempts to reform gun laws, and what do you make of the opposition to them?
It's extremely frustrating. I think those, and I still believe that the reform needs to happen. It still needs to be a priority. And when it doesn't happen, to me, it's frustrating that the politics of the situation, I understand, but it's certainly frustrating for law enforcement.
What are your plans?
Well, I have offered a couple jobs in the private sector, and I'm weighing my options right now, but I'm in no hurry. You know, I've been doing this 29 years, Mark, and I'm looking forward to a few days off and maybe picking up the golf clubs and working on my golf game a little bit.
What are you going to miss most about LPD?
I'm going to miss the people, by far. We've got fantastic people there, and I'm going to miss the community. I'm very much engaged in the Lansing community, and I'm going to continue to stay on some boards and continue some of my commitments there, but I'm definitely going to miss the people.
What are you not going to miss?
Oh, my goodness. What am I not going to miss? Certainly the, you know, there's always some struggles, and I won't miss those, but we'll see. It's been a good ride, and I've enjoyed myself very much.
Teresa Szymanski has been with the Lansing Police Department since 1987. She's been the city's police chief since 2010. Today is her last official day on the job, and we appreciate your joining us.
Thank you, Mark.
Good
Have a
luck.
Great day. Thank you.